Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news from overnight, two crashes causing damage on Triangle Roads. The WRAL Breaking News Tracker was on the scene at both.
And brand new this morning for Friday, it is a WRAL Weather Alert Day. Expect storms during the afternoon that could be severe. I'll walk you through the timeline.
Former Vice President Mike Pence will speak at UNC today, as many believe he is gearing up for a presidential run. What you need to know if you want to attend and who's planning to protest his visit.
RDU is getting ready for what it expects to be a record-breaking summer. The investments it is making to enhance your travel experience. Straight up 6 o'clock, and, that's what we're here for as well. We're going to enhance the experience of your day and get you informed here as you start things off on a Wednesday. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. And how about starting off with this gorgeous sunrise? Look at the streaky clouds and all that color. What a way to start our Wednesday. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with another gorgeous view.
It looks beautiful here in downtown Raleigh as we look past the legislative building where the flags are completely still. So no wind to worry about, but you can see that pretty glow on the horizon as the sun is starting to come up. It is a cool 48 degrees around the Triangle area. So the jacket weather again. More cloud cover down to the south this morning. We did see a few isolated showers roll through late yesterday, and we'll see that again later this afternoon. But for the most part, in the afternoon, we'll see partly cloudy skies. That's what we're seeing right here at lunchtime. And then as we get closer to the evening commute, starting at 3 or 4 o'clock, we begin to see some showers rolling through. Could be a little rumble of thunder that continues on and off during the evening, maybe all the way up until midnight or so. But then it looks a little bit drier for Thursday. 37 is our cool spot up there in Roxborough. It's 50 degrees in Southern Pines, 49 in Rocky Mount, and 55 in Clinton right now. Temperatures are pretty similar to what we saw this time yesterday. By lunchtime, temperatures are in the mid-60s with some sunshine. We do climb to 72 this afternoon, but again, once we get to 4 or 5 o'clock, there'll be some scattered showers that pop up. We'll walk through today again, as well as Friday, and we have a chance of storms Sunday as well. I'll show you all that coming up, Brian.
It is 6:01 as we take a look at traffic around the Triangle. Looking good in Wake, Durham, and Orange County, but I am tracking reports of a crash on I-95 in the Four Oaks area, not too far from the 701 interchange there. You can see just a hint of a backup there on that northbound side of 95 through that section of Johnston County. Not seeing big delays, but something that we'll be watching. Also, an earlier crash reported in the Four Oaks area on 701 around Neighbor Lane. Looks like that one is cleared. We'll head to South Durham for a live look at 40 at 55. We're looking fine in the eastbound and westbound directions on I-40.
Brian, thanks. Martin Luther King Parkway in Durham is clear this morning after a crash overnight. The WRAL Breaking News Tracker was at the scene just before 3:30 this morning. Police say a driver ran a red light and crashed into another car, flipping it onto its side. No reports of any serious injuries, though. A stoplight is working again this morning at an intersection in Raleigh after a driver crashed and knocked the power out to it overnight. This happened just before midnight at Lewisburg and Fox Roads. The WRAL Breaking News Tracker was there as crews repaired the damage. Police say a driver did not yield when turning and veered off the road to avoid another car. The vehicle then hit a power box, knocking out the light. No one was hurt.
This morning, big crowds are expected at UNC Chapel Hill during a visit from former Vice President Mike Pence. This visit comes as expectations rise for Pence to run for the 2024 GOP presidential nomination. WRAL's Naya Harden is live at UNC with what is happening there on campus today. Naya, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. Well, we know that the former vice president is going to be speaking at the student union here on campus. That's going to happen at 7 o'clock tonight. But before he arrives to speak, we know that there are also people who plan to protest. Several organizations and the UNC Chapel Hill Young Democrats plan to protest Pence's appearance. The former vice president, who has not announced he's running for president, will speak on what he calls saving America from the woke left. He'll also do a Q&A. The event, sponsored by Young America's Foundation, comes just one day after President Biden announced he's running for re-election. Experts believe the former vice president's timing shows he's trying to find where he can pull core supporters.
Older Republicans have tended to support former President Trump. We know he's a candidate for the nomination, as are a couple of other Republicans. So I think Mike Pence is trying to find a lane to get the nomination. And if he gets great support on college campuses and elsewhere, he might declare his candidacy. If not, he may say it's not worth his time.
And tickets are free and open to the public for this event tonight. You do have to have a ticket to attend. And that doesn't mean, according to organizers, that you'll be guaranteed to go inside. So they suggest arriving early. We're going to have coverage throughout the day for you on WRAL News and the WRAL News app. Nia Harden, WRAL News in Chapel Hill.
A lawsuit filed by the parents of the 11-year-old girl who died in a crash at the Raleigh Christmas Parade is revealing new details about what happened that day. Haley Brooks' parents are suing the driver of the truck who hit her, as well as several companies involved in the parade. The lawsuit alleges the driver, 20-year-old Landon Glass, was aware his emergency brakes were not working that day. It also claims he didn't have a commercial license and that his truck would not pass safety inspections. It also alleges he was driving on only 5 hours of sleep. The lawsuit also names the dance company Haley was performing with, as well as the float company and the city organizations that put on the parade as negligent.
Attorneys for a woman who is accusing former President Trump of raping her more than 25 years ago will begin presenting their case today. A Manhattan judge chose 6 men and 3 women to serve on the jury for the case. E. Jean Carroll's attorneys will open the trial today with witness testimony. The magazine writer says Trump raped her at a New York City department store in 1996. Trump calls the allegations a con job and a hoax.
New flights and new dining options are coming to RDU heading into the busy summer travel season. WRAL's Laura Levine is live at the airport this morning with the changes you need to know as you make your travel plans. Laura, good morning.
Good morning, Renee. So listen to this. More than 1.1 million people traveled through RDU in March. That's a 23% increase compared to March of last year. And as we know, many people are taking to the skies this summer. Even this morning, right now, during the spring, a lot of people heading out today. As traffic picks up, RDU has a lot of big changes in the works. So RDU now has more travel options with the addition of 4 new airlines and 20 new destinations. Avelo and Breezeway has also added more nonstop flights, and Frontier is expanding its flight schedule. A spokesperson tells me the airport has invested in people and infrastructure, like hiring more guest experience ambassadors to assist passengers in the terminals and expanding the security checkpoint here in Terminal 2 to keep up with increased demand. Now, in addition, RDU has 10 new food concepts coming to the airport. Behind me, you can see this sign here saying, get ready for gourmet coffee this summer 2023. A local cafe, BU Cafe in Durham, coming here replacing what used to be Starbucks. So a lot of things to look forward to here at RDU. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live at the airport.
Laura, thanks. It is the second and final day for a TSA hiring event out at RDU. The agency is holding a recruiting event for full-time and part-time positions. The event will actually be at the DoubleTree by Hilton Raleigh Durham Airport at RTP. So you can stop by between 9 and 3. The current starting hourly rate for these TSA positions, $18.38. Candidates are required to have 2 valid forms of state or federal identification.
Hurricanes fans have to wait until Friday night for a chance to see their team advance in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Canes fell short trying to clinch the first round series last night at PNC Arena. So hard to close teams out. New York Islanders came into Raleigh last night, left with a 3-2 win in Game 5. The Canes still have a 3-2 series lead in the best of 7. In Game 6, back in New York Friday night.
Lobbyists will be in Raleigh today pushing lawmakers for a higher minimum wage and more access to paid family and medical leave. The Raising Wages NC and NC Families Care Coalitions are advocating for these bills. One would raise the state's minimum wage to $15 over the span of a few years. North Carolina is one of 20 states with a minimum wage of $7.25 an hour, the lowest in the country. Other proposed bills would create statewide programs for employees to earn sick days as well as family and medical leave.
6:09 right now on your Wednesday. The NFL is rolling out the red carpet ahead of tomorrow night's NFL draft. The WRAL's Gerald Owens is there as well, and you can bet he is getting a taste of the way Kansas City does its barbecue.
Closing sales are starting today at Bed Bath & Beyond. How you can save money even though your coupons there are no longer good.
We've got a beautiful sunrise in progress this morning and some mild temperatures, highs in the 70s for the next several days. But Friday is now a WRAL weather alert day, and we're watching for the same conditions on Sunday. I'll walk you through our weekend rain chances coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is 612. Brand new this morning, we have a level one risk for severe storms now in place for Friday. Damaging wind would be our biggest threat. And of course, it is a WRAL weather alert day. We're looking at a beautiful day today. Everything is nice and quiet. Gorgeous sunrise here. We have some cloud cover left over after a few sprinkles rolled through overnight last night. So we'll see partly cloudy skies until this evening, when we'll likely see a round of some showers. Right now, we're looking at 40s and 50s heading out the door. 43 in Lewisburg, 42 South Hill, is 52 in Goldsboro, and 54 degrees right now in Fayetteville. So heading out the door to the school bus, kids are probably going to be happy in a jacket, but it is going to warm up nicely. We'll see temperatures climbing into the low 70s for this afternoon, but between 3 and 5 o'clock, we'll have a few isolated showers that start to pop up. We'll walk through the timeline coming up, Brian.
Here at 613, still watching a report of a crash in the Four Oaks area on 95 northbound right around 701. With our latest sensor update, it looks like traffic's flowing freely through there, but every now and then we get an update of that data that indicates a little bit of a slowdown through that area on the northbound side of 95 heading away from Highway 96. Just something you want to keep in mind. Also, we were noticing a little bit of a slowdown on 95 southbound heading through Benson, but right now with the latest update, it looks like traffic's flowing pretty well, Jeff.
Officers are investigating a deadly crash involving a motorcycle and an ambulance. This was in Johnston County, and this was the scene when the WRL breaking news tracker showed up Barber Road and Laurel Wood Drive in Smithfield. We're told the two vehicles hit head-on just before 5 last night, and you can see the motorcycle underneath the ambulance right there. The person who was hit's name has not been released.
New this morning, video captures the dramatic moments a tornado touched down in Colorado. You could see it in the distance. The National Weather Service says it happened near yesterday afternoon and could be seen from the Denver airport. Flights were grounded for a short time because of it. Operations have since resumed. This is the first reported tornado in Colorado this year.
Closing sales start today at Bed Bath & Beyond. That means if you were holding on to those coupons, they have officially expired now. WRAL's Ken Smith is here with how you can still save money, though, shopping at the store.
You know, Jeff, it seems like every time you open your mailbox, there was a Bed Bath & Beyond coupon in there. I'm going to kind of miss that. But all is not lost. We've been reporting on this story for several days now. The retail store is winding down business, and some of the stores will officially close their doors today. Now, here's some dates you need to keep in mind when shopping over the next several days and weeks. Bed Bath & Beyond says customers may until May 8th to use gift cards. Also, if you're part of the Welcome Rewards program, you'll be able to redeem the frequent shopper points through May 15th. Bed Bath & Beyond says for now, its remaining 360 stores, including some right here in the Triangle area, and its 120 Bye Bye Baby stores and websites will continue serving customers until at least June. Here's something else to keep in mind. Any items purchased before today can be returned through May 24th. But anything you buy today and until the stores close, say in June, are all final sales. You can read more about the store closing and any other information you might need. We've got you covered on WRAL.com to search Bed Bath & Beyond. Jeff?
There's a lot going on there, Ken. You're right. Your mailbox and your inbox were always full of those Bed Bath & Beyond coupons, right?
Yeah, and so many people, that was their go-to store when they had projects at the house, but no.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
All right, Ken, thanks. Michelle.
All right, happening right now in the WRAL Live Center, the president of the Philippines attended ongoing joint military exercises between the U.S. and the Philippines today. This is video of where they were firing rockets. The combined drills were held in San Antonio in the Philippines. They fired on a mock enemy warship in the South China Sea. They say these drills will run until April 28th. Earlier this month, China state-run media labeled the drills as, quote, an attempt to target China. Also, we're learning this morning that U.S. a nuclear-armed submarine will dock in South Korea for the first time in 40 years. This is in show of deterrence against North Korea.
North Carolina is famous for its barbecue. So is Kansas City. WRL's Gerald Owens is there ahead of the NFL draft. Gerald had some very important research to do, really digging in to see what the hype is all about.
The massive NFL draft stage is just beyond those gates, where the dreams of dozens of young athletes will come true Thursday night. Until then, we'll bring you the flavor of the city, the sights, the sounds, and the people leading up to the 2023 NFL draft. Ollie Gates has been cooking and selling barbecue for 76 years. He knows the difference between North Carolina and Kansas City barbecue.
In North Carolina, you like one flavor. When you're in the Midwest, you like another. When you're in the South, you like another. When you're on the West Coast, you like another. All personalities in Kansas City, you can have 50 different barbecue places and all of them taste different.
Ollie Gates Barbecue has plenty of personality. Throughout the week, I'll bring you live reports as the Carolina Panthers hope to turn their fortunes around with the first selection in the NFL draft. Back to you.
Gerald has you covered on the draft and the barbecue. Be sure to join us for a special edition of WRL 7 p.m. News on Thursday. Along with Kansas City, WRL will be in Charlotte for the Panthers team party. All this is ahead of the draft, which starts Thursday night.
I'm drafting Renee, Brian, Ken, Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center, all with my first round picks.
Aw, thank you.
Jeff, I thought you were going to draft us to go eat some barbecue.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That sounds great. Oh, all right. We do have a few serious things to talk about. WRL Weather Alert Day today. This is brand new this morning. The Storm Prediction Center put us under a level one risk for severe storms. Damaging wind and hail would be our biggest threat, but it'd be more likely that we would see damaging winds versus anything else. So we're looking at a high of 71 degrees on Friday. We'll see the potential for a few isolated showers to start with, but a better chance for severe storms during the afternoon. So let's get right to it. Again, we could see a few early showers or thunderstorms, sort of similar to Saturday. If you can remember back to Saturday, we had an early round of rain and a few isolated storms, but not much severe. And then later in the afternoon, we saw more severe storms, especially in our eastern counties. Again, damaging winds and hail will be our biggest threats. Isolated flash flooding, too. We're looking at the potential for some of that flash flooding to appear later in the afternoon on Friday. It's a small level one risk. Here's a look at the big picture right now. We do have this disturbance that's going to swing through this evening well ahead of the front that'll bring us thunderstorms on Friday. That's going to bring us a few sprinkles starting around the time of the evening commute and continuing until around midnight or so. Here's a look at Futurecast. We are starting off with a pretty sunrise around the triangle, a little bit more cloud cover in the south, but right here at lunchtime, we should see a nice mix of sun and clouds. However, by 3 or 4 o'clock, we begin to see those showers swinging in along with that disturbance, a few isolated showers, and maybe even an isolated thunderstorm with that this afternoon, but it doesn't look like that would be a big risk. This version of Futurecast isn't showing very much rain for us on Thursday. There's 6 a.m. We're looking at cloudy skies there at 8 o'clock, so our morning commute looks fairly dry, and all the way through 6 or 7 o'clock, things are looking fairly light. But Friday morning, we'll likely start with some rain. So our Friday morning commute may be wet. There's 6 a.m. We move it ahead, a little bit of a break, and then a round of storms develops into the afternoon. So between noon and 2, we're starting to see those moving into the Triangle area all the way through Rocky Mount and Goldsboro, and that's where we'd have a better chance for severe storms. That whole front moves out for us on Saturday. We'll be in between systems. So Saturday right now looks fairly dry. You know, just a little hint of green there Saturday afternoon. So we put a 20% chance on, but I think we're going to be pretty good to go on Saturday for outdoor plans. This is Sunday. Here's lunchtime. We're looking dry at 5 o'clock, looking dry, but there is a storm that will start to move through. This is a much slower run of the computer model. So keep checking back if you have outdoor plans on Sunday. We're giving it a 50% chance and we'll continue to fine tune the timing. Of course, Friday is a WRL weather alert day, and Sunday might be the same. Our flooding risk on Friday, again, is a low level one risk, and we're looking at all total between Friday and Sunday, about an inch to an inch and a half on average in terms of our rainfall. Our temperatures are looking mild. We're seeing highs in the 70s from today all the way through Tuesday, and lows mostly in the 50s, Brian.
621 right now. We're watching those cameras and sensors on 40 westbound heading through Wake County. This is a live look at I-40 at South Saunders Street. Headlights you see on the westbound side. Of Of course, that's the busiest side during the morning commute, although so far we're not seeing any delays from 42 in Johnston County through South Raleigh all the way out to the airport. We're looking just fine on 40 westbound. And if you continue your trip from the airport into South Durham, traffic's moving along well. No crashes showing up in Wake, Durham, or Orange County. A reminder that in Fayetteville today, we're going to have a railroad crossing closure. They're going to have Country Club Drive blocked right around Murchison Road through the day for that railroad work. Use Rose Hill Road and Shaw Mill Road is a good alternate route today.
Brian, thanks. Addressing the mental health crisis in North Carolina, how a bipartisan group of lawmakers says Medicaid expansion can play a big role in making a difference.
And have you seen this man? Raleigh police released more information about a person who they say robbed a downtown bank.
This morning at 7 on Today, remembering Harry Belafonte and the special moments he had on the Today Show over the years. We'll look back at some of the tributes to him after the break and what's trending.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Social media is full this morning with tributes to the legendary Harry Belafonte.
Brian Schrader is here now with What's Trending this morning. Brian.
Civil rights attorney Ben Crump posted this photo of himself with Belafonte at an event. Of course, Harry Belafonte was a trailblazing singer, well known for standing up for civil rights. President Biden and former President Barack Obama are among those showing their respects for Belafonte.
Yeah, it was so great in his later years in interviews, you'd hear him say, you know, he took some stances during his life, right? But he said, when I'm judged, I have no regrets on which side of that line I'm going to fall on. So, you know, he was proud of the work he did, and well, he should be. And where would the world be if we didn't have Dale? Right?
We all remember that song. He really had a humanitarian's heart.
Yeah, true legend there. Mm-hmm. Hugh Grant is playing an interesting role in the latest adaptation of Willy Wonka. A trailer screened at a convention in Las Vegas revealed Grant as an Oompa Loompa in the movie. Now, this has not been released publicly yet, this trailer, but I'm sure that'll be highly anticipated. The movie called Wonka is coming out in December.
Wow, Hugh Grant, who used to be, you know, Mr. Rom-com leading man, and now he's an Oompa Loompa. A lot of folks kind of surprised by it, but then one fan even said, well, this might be the most Hugh Grant thing he's ever done. So we'll see how he is in that movie. Some say it's can't miss cinema.
We will certainly find out. It sounds like a fall from grace a little bit.
All right, you take your parts. All right, Brian, thank you. Don't miss an all-new Tar Heel Traveler special tonight. The latest special from WRAL Scott Mason is dubbed Sports, Thrills, and Agonies. You can watch it here on WRAL at 7:30 tonight.
RDU is expecting a record-breaking summer travel season just ahead. A look at the steps they're taking to hire more staff and prepare for all these travelers.
And happening today at UNC Chapel Hill, former Vice President Mike Pence will be visiting. Coming up, we'll let you know what he'll be talking about.
And brand new this morning, Friday is now a WRAL weather alert day. We're under a level one risk for severe storms. It was issued this morning. I'll show you the timeline for storms Friday and again Sunday.